今天又再次回到大家，回到这里。
I haven't been for a while.
有一段时间不见大家了，差不多有一年的时间了。
But it's good to see all of you.
很开心再见到弟兄姊妹们。
Some of you I know, some I don't.
我们当中有些人认识，可能有些我还不认识。
And some of you I knew when you were born.
可能有些人当你出生我就认识你了，看着你们长大的。
Like the one who was leading worship today.
好像我们的 Sophie, 从小看着长大的。感谢主。
It's wonderful to be in the house of the Lord.
来到神的殿中是如此美好的事。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for another opportunity.
父，我们为今天献上感恩。
That you've given us to come into your presence.
你让我们可以来到你的同在里。
To fellowship with one another.
让我们弟兄姊妹彼此的连接。
And to hear what Lord you have got for us.
也来聆听主你今天为我们所预备的话语。
We pray that you prepare our hearts.
我们祷告求你预备我们的心。
And that whatever we hear.
不管我们今天听到什么。
We'll take it through the sieve.
我们都来领受这些话语。
Of your grace.
借着你的恩典。
And give us clear understanding.
主求你给我们清晰的悟性。
So that Lord what we have heard.
所以主我们今天所听到的一切
will be life for us,
能变成在我们里面的生命
and that our lives will show your grace,
这样的生命让我们经历主你的恩典
to the people we meet from day to day,
从今后我们所遇到的人也经历神的恩典
we thank you,
我们谢谢你主
in Jesus' name,
奉耶稣的名祷告
Amen.
Amen.
The message today
Join communion
Sorry, I decided to be after the message, okay? So, just hold on to your communion vessels.
对，我们等一下再领圣餐。
Okay.
好，小朋友。
All right. The title is Journeying with God, that is Walking with God.
今天我跟大家分享的主题是与神同行。
And the first passage we want to read is from Genesis chapter 5, from verse 21 to verse 24.
好，我们读第一段经文是创世纪的五章二十一到二十四节。
Okay.
好，以诺六十五岁的时候生了马图撒拉，之后与上帝亲密同行三百年，生儿育女，共活了三百六十五年。以诺与上帝亲密的同行，后来被上帝接去，不在世上了。
These verses tell us about a person called Enoch.
这个经文告诉我们一个叫以诺的人。
We are told that he was 65 years.
当他在六十五岁的时候呢
？And after he lived for 65 years，
当他就是六十五岁之后
，he had children。
然后呢，他生儿育女。
The Bible says he walked with God for 300 years。
在经上告诉我们，以诺与神同行了三百年。
And in these 300 years。A lot of things would have taken place.
在这三百年当中，其实会有很多事情的发生。
His life would have been shaped in a particular way.
他的生命可能会经历一些特殊的，变成一个特殊的样式。
And we can see that from these verses, he was consistent in walking with God.
从这个经文上，我们看到以诺在这三百年当中是持续不断的与神同行。
And because he was so consistent,
因为他如此的。持续不断的与神同行
God took him away
然后神选择把他接去了
He did not die
他没有经历死亡
And that tells us something about our relationships with God
从这里可以看到我们与神的一个关系
And the question I want to ask you today is this What is your relationship with God?
今天我想问大家的问题就是我们与神的关系如何呢
How do you see God in your life?
在我们的生命当中，神是怎样一个地位呢？
Do you ask yourself, where is God taking me?
你会问自己说，神会把我带到哪里去呢？
And to be able to walk with God,
为了让我们可以与神同行，
you have to trust him.
我们需要来信靠他。
That is why Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 and 6 tells us, trust in the Lord with all of your heart.
所以在箴言的三章五节说我们要全心的倚靠耶和华
And do not lean on your own understanding
我们不可以靠自己的聪明。
In all your ways,
在我们所行的一切事上
acknowledge him,
我们都要认定他。
And he will direct your path.
他必指引我们的道路。
Trust in the Lord with all of your heart.
我们要全心的来倚靠耶和华。
I believe most of us here, or if not all of us, are saved.
我不知道我们这里是不是全部人都已经得救了。
And if you are saved and you have been brought into the family of God,
当我们得救重生的时候，我们进入神的家。
There are certain things that should be manifest in your life.
当我们得救以后，我们的生命当中应该有这样的一个彰显。
You do not just go about doing whatever you like.
我们不再是随心所欲的想干嘛干嘛。
You want to do everything to please God.
你想做的事情都是讨神的喜悦。
And in order to be able to do that,
为了能做成这样的事情。
You have to trust God.
我们必须要学会来信靠他。
And the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 10 verse 11 that he who puts his trust in God,
在罗马书的十章十一节说，那些信靠耶和华的人
will not be put to shame.
不至蒙羞。
And that tells us something about what God does in our lives.
这告诉我们神在我们生命当中所做的事情。
When we trust Him with everything that is within us.
当我们全心全意来信靠我们的神的时候。
When anything comes our way which will bring shame to us.
不管我们遇到生活中怎样的困难，让我们遭受羞辱和困难的时候。
God blocks it off.
神都会为我们拦住。
So that our lives will shine as lights in this world.
所以是让我们的生命会在这个世上发光。
We trust God because He is trustworthy.
我们能信靠神是因为他是信靠得住的那位神。
You see, a lot of our friends around us or family members and all that, sometimes they do things.Or say things to us which you can look at and say, this person I cannot trust what they're saying or what they're doing.
很多时候我们身边那些朋友或者家人，我们经过跟他们的相处，我们觉得这个人说出的话，他靠不住，他信不过这个人。
But God is not like man.
但是神却不像人。
Whatever you commit to Him, He takes care of it for you.
不管我们把什么交托给他，他我们都可以信靠得住，来信靠他。
You can trust God.
我们可以来信靠神。
Because He is trustworthy.
因为他是信靠得住的神。
And we have several examples of people in the scriptures.
在圣经当中有很多这样的例子。
People like David.
比如大卫王。
How many of us have heard the name David from the Bible?
有多少人在圣经当中读到过关于大卫的事？
I think all of us have.
我相信我们所有读过圣经，我们都听过大卫的名字。
David walked with God.
大卫也与神同行。
To the extent that when it was even time for him to fight with Goliath,
所以到那个程度，当他要去面对哥利亚这个巨人的时候，
he was not afraid.
他一点都不恐惧。
He told the king that, look, this God is so trustworthy that when I came, or rather, the bear came to take some of my sheep.
他当时他去面对哥利亚之前，他对那个以色列王说：“他说我在牧羊的时候遇到那些熊野兽的时候。”
He gave me the strength to fight this bear.
他说我信了这个耶和华神给我力量，能打败这些野兽。
Likewise, the lion. When the lion also came, this God gave me the strength to fight the lion.
他说同样，当我遇到那些猛烈的狮子的时候，耶和华神也给我力量来击破打这些攻击的这些狮子。
And therefore David could say that the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
所以大卫在诗篇当中可以说耶和华是我的亮光，耶和华是我的拯救，我还惧谁呢？
Can you say the same thing?
我们也同样可以有这样的宣言吗？
Personally, I pray, you know, the question I want to ask you is this, why do you pray?
所以在我们的个人生命当中，我们知道为什么要去祷告呢？
I pray because I believe in the power of prayer.
我祷告，因为我相信祷告的能力。
I pray because I believe in the God who answers prayer.
我祷告是因为我相信我的这位神，他聆听并有回应我的祷告。
I pray because I woke up this morning with the power of God on me.
我祷告，我今天早上睁开眼睛的时候，我是充满了从神而来的能力。
And that I can see another day.
这个能力帮助我能过活另外一天。
So no matter what.Others think or say.
所以不管我们遇到怎样的事，
no matter what people do around me,
也不管我身边的人他们做什么，
I will always pray.
我都一定会祷告。
Because God hears and answers prayer.
因为我的神听祷告，他也一定回应祷告。
That is why we are told in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verse 16 to 18.
所以在帖撒罗尼迦前书的五章十六节告诉我们
Rejoice always.
我们要常常的喜乐。
Pray without ceasing.
不断的祷告。
In everything give thanks.
凡事谢恩。
For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
因为这是上帝在耶稣基督里面向我们所定的旨意。
Why are we told to do this?
为什么神会给我们这样一个吩咐呢？
It doesn't mean that troubles will not come our way.
并不说我们不会遇到困难。
Troubles will come our way.
我们在世上活着会有苦难，会有困难哦。
But the Bible says, in the trouble, give thanks to God.
但是圣经教导我们在困难当中，我们都要来感恩神。
Do you know why?
为什么呢？
It's because when you are thanking God for the situation in which you are, which might be very difficult.
当我们为我们所处的一个困难一个环境来献上感恩的时候
God gives you the strength to be able to go through it.
神会赐给我们力量让我们去面对我们所经历的环境。
And David said, the Lord is what? Our refuge and our fortress.
大卫在诗篇当中说耶和华是我的避难所他是我的山寨。
A present help in the time of trouble.
他是我在困难当中随时的帮助。
And he has promised, as Hebrews 13 tells us, he will never leave us nor forsake us.
在希伯来书十三章告诉我们，耶和华他不会离开我们，也不会离弃我们。
And I think Smith Wigglesworth said one time.
我们知道一个Michael Smith, 一个很著名的宣教人
he was,
他曾经说过
He was a prophet or an evangelist or whatever you call him some time past.
他是很早以前的一个先知或者一个很著名的一个传道人
He said this.
他曾经这样说
I do not pray all the time.
我不只是一直祷告
But 25 minutes don't pass when I do not pray.
他说我不祷告的时间不会超过25分钟。
It means he is regularly in contact with God.
换言之，他是跟神是在一个保持持续不断的连接当中。
You see, and when you are regularly in contact with God, that means you are walking with God continually.
所以，当我们不断的祷告与主连接的时候，我们就是一直的与神同行。
And the people who walk with God,
当那些与神同行的人
they see his amazing work in their lives.
他们会见证他们生命当中有奇妙的事情发生。
And like I said earlier, you can trust God.
刚才我提到我们可以来信靠神
David trusted God so much
大卫如此的信靠神
that there was a time in his life he went to war and when he came back with his friends everything that they had been stolen
在大卫的经历当中有一次他们出去征战然后征战以后他跟那些士兵回到他们所住的地方他们所有地方被掳掠被侵占
includingTheir wives and children and everything that they had.
包括他们的妻儿他们的家产他们的所有的东西都被仇敌所掳掠侵占了。
And these friends that had been with him for so long.
当时跟他一起并肩作战的那些士兵们。
Decided that they wanted to stone him.
然后想真的是非常的愤怒以致想把他打死。
Can you imagine your friends, you know, because of one situation that has arisen, not because of you.But because of the circumstances around, decide that they want to stone you.
所以当时没有想象过，如果我们遇到一个情况，你身边的人并不是因为你做错什么，因为他们所面临的困境，他们居然选择要拿石头把你打死。
If it was you, what will you do?
如果是你的话，你面对这样的情况，你会有什么反应呢？
I mean, I would have, you know, laid into them and said to them that.You see, you remember this time I helped you to do this, I helped you to do that, I helped, and today you want to stone me?
所以可能我会跟他们进入一个争辩，说你们想当初我怎么帮助你，我怎么与你们同在，你今天反目成仇，想要来杀掉我吗？
And a lot of us, when situations like that arise, what do we do? First thing, we pick up our phones.
所以当每一次我们的生命中遇到这样的事情的时候，我们首先会做什么呢？拿起手机。
We want to call a friend or, you know, a relative. See what these people are doing to me. Blah, 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 and all of that sort of thing.
我们拿起电话做什么？我们开始吐苦水，对不对？打电话给我们的家人、我们的朋友、我们的闺蜜，说啊，你看谁谁对我做什么了。
But because David worked with God continually.
但是因为大卫他不断的与神同行。
He went to God first.
他做的第一件事，第一个反应就是来到神面前。
And so what I want to tell you today is this.When you are faced with any situation,
我今天想告诉大家的是，当我们不管遇到怎样的一个环境
Speak to God first before you pick up your phone.
一定在你跟别人吐槽之前，一定先来到神面前。
Let me repeat that.
让我再说一遍。
When you are faced with any situation,
当我们在生命当中不管遇到怎样的一个环境。
Pray to God first before you pick up your phone.
在你拿起手机打电话给别人之前，一定先来到神面前跟神说。
And that is exactly what David did.
这就是大卫所做的。
He went to God.
他来到神面前。
And as the Bible tells us in, I think 2 Samuel or so, he strengthened himself first and foremost in the Lord.
所以在撒母耳记下可能记录的，当时大卫王来到神面前，他在神里面得着力量。
And he prayed and asked God.
让他祷告来寻求神。
Should I chase these people who have stolen these things?
他来询问神说：“耶和华神呢，我是不是应该去追击那些偷取我们、掳掠我们所有妻儿家产的那些人呢
？”Will I overtake them?
我要去追赶他们吗
？Will I recover everything that we have lost?
我能不能从他们手中夺回我失去的一切呢
？And the Bible says, the Lord said.Yes, go. You will overtake. Yes, go ahead and chase them. You will overtake them, and you will recover everything.
所以在圣经当中，后来告诉我们，耶和华神就回答大卫说：“是的，你能追赶上他们，你会把你所失去的东西全部都夺回。”
And that is the person who walks with God.
这就是一个与神同行的人他们的一个经历
and that is the person who is journeying with God
这也是他们所有的人生的经历当中都与神同行的一个例子
and that is exactly what the Lord wants us to do
这也是今天神想要你我所做的
I want to talk about another person
我想再讨论另外一个人
who we know a lot about
可能我们大家也很熟悉
His name is Joseph.
就是约瑟。
Joseph had a vision from God.
约瑟呢，从神里面领受一个意象。
That one day he's going to rule and you know have a lot of power.
有一天他会做，他会掌权，他会有得到很多的能力和权柄。
But before that happened,
那么在这个事情发生之前
he ended up in a pit.
他却会被下到监里。
And he was sold into slavery.
并且被他的兄弟卖到埃及为奴。
And he became a prisoner in the house of Potiphar.
他在那个 Potiphar 的家里呢，成为那个监牢里面的人。
But because Joseph was somebody who worked closely with God.
因为约瑟是一个真的是与神同行的人。
There was a situation that arose in the house that he was in.
在他刚刚所在的那个家里所面对的情况
Potiphar's wife the Bible says was asking him to have sex with him
所以当时那个波提法的那个妻子呢想要勾引约瑟
sorry was saying to Joseph that have sex with me that's Potiphar's wife
当时呢波提法的妻子呢想引诱约瑟跟他同房
she kept saying it all the time and every timeJoseph refused.
他不一次又一次去引诱他，去勾引他，但是约瑟呢都拒绝了。
You see, I'm sure that if he had agreed,
我相信当时如果他同意了这个妻子的提议的话
，this woman would have given him a lot of things, money, jewelry, whatever clothes and whatever he would have wanted.
当时如果约瑟同意了这个妻子的提议，他就顺从他的做了这个事情的话，可能他会得到很多的好处，金银财宝、权势等等。
But Joseph did not take the shortcut.
但是约瑟他没有走这个捷径。
And he told the woman that, look.
然后他对那个波提法的妻子说
，Whatever we do，
他说不管我们做什么
，It will be okay for the two of us.
可能在我们之间。Sorry, say again.
Whatever we do will be okay for the two of us. That's Joseph and the lady.
他说我们做任何事情都在我们当中要看为好。
But we will be sinning against God.
但是我们所做的事情会在神面前犯罪。
And as a result of that,
但是因为这样的结果，这样的原因
，Joseph ended up in prison.
因为他拒绝了、抗拒了这个妻子的提议，所以最后被他诬陷下到监里。
And the rest. We know what happened. He was able to interpret a dream, and as a result of that, he was able to accomplish what God had for him.
所以后面的故事我们也知道，因为他被下到监里，但是神却用他给他智慧来解梦，让他最后来成就了神在他生命中的旨意。
He would have taken the shortcut.
他看当时顺从了那个旨意，就走了捷径。
And that could have curtailed the promise that God had given to him.
但是因为这样的选择可能会导致他不能实现神在他生命中一个应许。
A lot of us want to take the shortcut.
很多时候我们在生命当中，我们想学别人走捷径。
Because there's no pain in that.
因为这个走捷径呢更舒服，更快捷。
A lot of us take the shortcut because, you know, we want everything now.
很多时候我们走捷径，因为我们想立竿见影，马上就得到这个东西。
We don't want to, you know, wait for a period of time.
我们不想经历那个忍耐、痛苦的那个过程。
And because of that, some of us end up in trouble.
所以就是因为这样子走捷径，很多时候我们遇到了更大的麻烦。
What is God saying to you?
今天神在对我们说什么呢?
And what I want to tell you today also is this. Why worry if you can pray?
所以今天我也想告诉大家的一件事，就是如果你担忧的话，就来祷告。
Why pray if you can worry?
就是why pray?
Why pray if you can worry?
就是如果你祷告的话，就不用担心了，不是吗?
You either have to worry...And say to God that, well, I can take care of this situation, or you pray to God and leave everything in His hands.
你要不就是自己在那边担忧，杞人忧天；要不就是你把你的担忧带到神面前，说神啊，我交托给你。
Another person we want to look at is Daniel.
然后我还要讲到一个人，就是但以理。
We've talked about David who trusted the Lord, and the Lord helped him to overcome.
我们刚刚讲到了大卫，他信靠神，神让他得胜。
We have talked about Joseph who did not want to take the shortcut and as a result, he fulfilled his destiny.
我们也讲到约瑟，他选择不要走捷径，顺从神的旨意，让神的应许在他的生命中实现。
Next, we want to talk about Daniel.
那我们再看看但以理的例子。
Daniel, we know, was somebody who prayed a lot.
但以理有知道他也是常常祷告的人。
And he and his friends Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, we are told that they had a lot of wisdom.
他的朋友那个名字我不知道怎么翻译。他的朋友当时因为这个祷告的事情，就把让自己陷入这个麻烦之中。
They have a lot of understanding of the times.
他们对于时间有很多自己的想法。
And we are told that Joseph was somebody who prayed a lot.
但以理呢是一个经常祷告的人。
Three times a day without fail.
他一天三次都绝不停止的祷告。
He prayed to God on a regular basis.
他常常来到神面前祷告。
And people who hated him planned with the king to do something so that Daniel would lose his life.
当时那些王宫里人因为他们嫉妒仇恨，他们就想想尽各种方法来陷害但以理。
But then Daniel, when the law was made that anyone who prays to anybody or asks anything from anybody apart from the king for 30 days,Daniel will not give up his prayer time.
所以当时呢，他们就下了一个谕旨，说除了国王王以外，我们任何人不可以向这个神祷告。但是尽管有这样的谕旨，但是但以理仍然坚持一天三次向耶和华神祷告。
Because as Paul says in one of his letters,
因为保罗在他其中一封书信里面曾讲到
，I know whom I have believed in.
我知道我所信的那一位是谁。
And I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him.
他说我也确信那一位呼召我的，他把什么样的道理能赐给了我。
Until that day.
直到他再来的那日子。
Daniel knew whom he believed in.
所以同样的但以理知道他所信的这位神是谁。
Do you know whom you have believed in?
我们也知道我们所信的这位神是谁吗？
I know that Jesus never fails.
我知道我们的主永远不会失败。
The man of this world will let me down, but Jesus never fails.
我们知道这个世上的世人可能会让我们失望，但我们的主绝不会让我们失望。
Daniel knew that God would never fail him because he walked closely with him.
同样，但以理也知道他的神不会让他失望，因为他与神同行。
And we are told that.Even though the law had been made, he rather went and opened his windows. Come and see what I'm doing.
所以尽管是别人想陷害他，他仍然打开窗户，照做他每天一天三次的祷告。
And he continued to pray to God.
他坚持持续的这样子向神祷告。
Without fail.
一次都没有失都没有失，每一天都这样做。
And we all know what happened.
让我们知道后面发生什么事情。
He was caught praying. He was caught praying.
当他在祷告的时候被人抓住了。
And they put him in the lion's den.
然后他们把他丢到那个狮子坑里面去惩罚他。
And the Bible tells us that.
然后发生什么事？还有在那个坑里面还有谁？
Daniel was chilled in the lion's den.
当时被丢在狮子坑里面，他居然是很悠然自得的一副样子。
He wasn't worried at all.
他一点都不恐惧担心。
But the king who put him in the lion's den.
当他们把他丢在狮子坑的时候，
He had sleep last night.
他晚上也安然入睡。
Wow. You see, when you walk with God,
所以当我们与神同行的时候，
no matter what happens to you,
不管你周围发生什么样的事情，
you will be chilled.
你都会仍然很悠然自得。
And other people around will rather be worried.
那么可能在你身边的人比你还担忧。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
感谢赞美主。
Jesus never fails.
我们的主永远不会让我们失望。
Our God will never let us down.
我们的神也不会让我们失望。
Because He is alive and He cares about everything that happens in our lives.
因为我们的神是活着的神，他在乎关乎我们一切的事情。
In the end,
那么最后，
Daniel, not a scratch was on him.
在他身上毫发无伤。
But the people who planned this whole thing,
但是那些计谋要陷害他的人，
they ended up dying.
那些人却被处死了。
Why worry?
为什么我们担忧呢？
God is on your side.
神是与我们同在的。
And I want to tell you about Daniel's friends as well. They also had to face another situation where they had to go through fire.
那我们知道但以理的几个朋友，他们也经历了一些很超常的一些情况，要经历那个被火烧的过程。
And in their own case, we are told that, you know, they said, look, no matter what happens, we are not going to bow down to this image that you have created. We will only worship God.
但是但以理的三个朋友就说，不管发生什么样的事情，我们都不会被这个人手所造的这个偶像去下拜，去敬拜。
And even if God does not save us from the fire,
他说如果神今天不会把我们从这个火炉中拯救出来，
we will still not bow down.
我们仍然不会去跪拜这位偶像。
I mean, these are people who truly knew the power of God.
这些真的是认识神并知道神大能的人。
And we are told that, you know, when the people who threw them into the fire,
当那些人把这个但以理的三个朋友他们扔到那个火炉里面去焚烧他们的时候，
they all died.
那些旁边的人全部死掉了。
But Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego,
他但以理的三个朋友哈纳尼亚、米撒利和亚撒利亚，他们都毫发无伤。
The ropes that was used to tie them,
他们用东西把他们绑住。
The ropes bent off,
他们那个绑住他们那个绳子呢被火烧掉了。
But you could not even smell smoke on their dresses.
但是后来他们身上都没有被火烧的那个味道。
And we are told that somebody was walking with them in the fire.
并且有人见证说当时在火炉当中有人与这三个朋友同行。
And his name is Jesus.
那他的名字就是我们的耶稣基督。
His promises never fail.
他的应许永远不会失落。
Have I not said and will I not do it? That is his word to us.
如果他说到他必要做到。
Whatever promise God has made to you,
不管今天神给我们怎么样的应许，
He will surely bring it to pass.
他会一定会让这个应许成就。
But you see, all of us have different circumstances that come our way.
我们每一个人在人生当中都会遇到不同的那种遭遇和境况。
And therefore we have to hear God for ourselves.
所以我们需要自己来到神面前来听神对我们所说的话。
What is God saying to you?
今天神在对我们说什么呢？
You know, there's a story of Abraham.
有一个关于亚伯拉罕的故事。
When Abraham was traveling,
当亚伯拉罕在旅途当中
with his wife,
跟他的妻子，
he got to a certain place and the name of the king of that place is Abimelech.
所以当时他们去到一个地，他跟他的妻子他们移居到一个地方，在那个当地的王呢，
and Abraham was afraid that the king will kill him and then take his wife.
但是亚伯拉罕很害怕，因为他的妻子很貌美，他害怕那个王呢看上他的妻子，然后把他杀了。
So he told a lie.
然后他就撒了谎。
He said his wife was his sister.
他对那个王说，哦，这个他身边的这个女子呢是他的妹妹。
And because of that, the king took his wife to sleep with her.
所以因为亚伯拉罕说这个他的妻子是他的妹妹，所以王看上了这个撒拉，然后想娶她为妻。
But God will not let that happen. He had nightmares in the night.
但是在这个王正要做这个事情之前呢，神就借着梦来阻止了这件事情的发生。
And so the next day he approached Abraham and said, "Why did you tell me a lie?"
然后第二天呢，王呢就去面见亚伯拉罕说，你为什么对我做这种事呢？
And Abraham said, "I was afraid you would kill me."
亚伯拉罕说，因为我很害怕，我怕你因为我的妻子来杀了我。
But even though Abraham had told a lie,
尽管当时亚伯拉罕他撒了一个谎。
God said to the king Abimelech.
然后呢，神就对这个王说
"That go to Abraham and let him pray for you."
他说叫亚伯拉罕来为他按手祷告，来祝福。
So that the troubles that you are having will be taken away from you.
然后呢，他所这个王所面对的这些问题呢，就会被解决了。
Abraham told a lie.
当时亚伯拉罕撒了个谎。
But God asked him to pray for the person he told the lie to.
但是神却让亚伯拉罕为他撒谎的这个王祝福。
But let me tell you of another scenario.
那我告诉你另外一个情景。
You remember when the church started anew?
当这个教会开始的时候。
In Acts chapter 2 onwards to Acts chapter 3.
在使徒行传第二章第三节讲了早期的教会的形成。
We are told that, you know, the church was growing and people were selling their goods and they were bringing the money to the church so that the church would be used, sorry, the money could be used to, you know, help people who were in need.
但是在早期的教会，因为他们人数的增长，他们就公务公用，他们把他们的财物变卖以后，然后把那个钱财放到教会当中来公用分享。
But we are told that a family that is Ananias and Sapphira,
当时有对夫妻。
They also sold their land.
当时呢，他们就把他们的那个田产变卖了。
And they lied about how much they are sold it for.
但是他们把他们变卖的钱财带到彼得面前的时候，他们就撒谎了，欺骗。
Abraham told a lie.
亚伯拉罕也撒了谎。
But God did not do anything to him.
当时神并没有在亚伯拉罕身上做什么事情。
But Ananias and Sapphira told a lie.
但是亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉他们也撒了谎。
And God killed them.
但是当时因为他们的欺骗，神把他们刺死了，让他们死掉了。
That's why I'm saying that hear God for yourself.
所以很多时候我们要自己来听神的声音。
Somebody you see doing something, but he will get away with it.
很多时候我们看别人做一些事情，他们没有遭到不好的报应。
But in your own case, you might not get away with it.
但是如果在我们自己的生命当中，我们要自己来分辨。
Therefore, we have to be careful how we behave.
所以我们要小心我们所做的决定和选择。
When you're walking with God, you have to walk with Him in spirit and in truth.
当我与神同行的时候，我们要来真理和灵里面来寻求我们的神。
And I'll end with this.
然后我以这个来结束。
When you plant a seed,
当我们撒种的时候
after some time you see, you know, some leaves coming up from the ground.
过了一段时间，你会看到那个种子发芽。
And the depth to which the roots go underground,
那么当那个根往下生长的时候
is the same, you know, height that the tree grows up.
所以如果那个树子那个种子往上长多少，其实它的根就往下有长多少。
That's what the scientists tell us.
这是科学家给我们的一些研究。
The deeper the root goes,
那个根走得越深，
the same height the tree grows.
那么它往上走的那个部分就会越高大。
But the work that the root is doing underground,
所以那个在那个地下看不见的那个根
is in the dark.
是在那个黑暗里面。
And it is able to provide nutrients for the tree that is growing up.
所以暗中生长的根给上面往上生长的这个树枝提供所需的一切的营养分。
You see a lot of people who are prospering or doing well in the Christian life.
所以可能看到我们身边的一些基督徒，他们的生命好像很丰盛。
A lot of the time, it's not by shortcut.
很多时候，他们其实并不是靠走捷径而达成，好像看似很成功的一种人生。
The time they spend praying, the time they spend, you know, worshiping God and all of that, we are not able to see.
很多时候他们别人暗中所做的那些寻求神他们的祷告他们的付出他们的摆上并不是别人所看到的
But the fruit that they bear, that is all we see.
但是他们生命中所结的果子是众人都能见到的
And that should tell us something.
从这一点告诉我们一点
That we shouldn't envy anybody.
我们不要去羡慕嫉妒任何人
When we see them prospering,
当我们见到别人生命过得好的时候
We have to understand that they have done a lot of work in the dark.
可能我们会告诉自己他们一定在暗中做了很多好的事情
Just like the root which has gone underground and doing a lot of work in the dark.
就好像那些在泥土下面那些埋藏的那个根他们做了很多生长
We only see the fruit.
我们只是见到上面的果子
But we don't see the hard work.
但是我们却忽略了那暗中那些一切的付出和辛劳的工作。
And I want to tell you, work hard in the dark.
所以我要告诉大家，我们暗中要勤劳的去工作。
And your fruit will become manifest for everyone to see.
然后你上面的果子很自然的就会很丰盛。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you prepared to do that?
大家准备好这样做了吗？
You see, if you're walking with God and you're journeying with God.
当我们与神同行跟神一起行走的时候
You have to walk with him in a way that when the fruit is being seen
所以我们要走的这个路是当我们开始生命中有果子的时候结果子的时候
Even though people do not see what you're doing in the dark
尽管别人看不到也不知道你在暗中所做的事情
Your fruit will really show that indeed you're working hard in the dark
但是通过你生命所结的果子众人可以见证你所做的一切
Hallelujah. And finally, when a pastor says finally, then that means there are a few more thoughts to come.
当我们说最后的时候，可能还有几个点哈。
Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 2, verse 3-6.
约翰福音一章的第二节。
But before we come to that, let's look at Luke 9, 23 and 24.
好，在我们看的之前，我们先看看路加福音的9章23节的经文。Do you want me to read it?
Yeah.
这里啊，路加福音九章二十三节，耶稣又教导众人说：“如果有人要跟从我，就应当舍己，天天背起他的十字架跟从我。因为想救自己生命的，必失去生命；但为了我而失去生命的，必得到生命。”
That is to confirm, you know, what I've just said a few moments ago. Anyone who is coming, you know, to follow Christ, you have to be prepared to work hard.
就像刚刚我跟大家讲的关于种子的例子就是我们任何人我们想要跟随主我们要预备好来背起这个十字架跟从他
Just like if you're going to take an exam If you do not study You will not pass
就好像我们如果学生如果我们要考试如果你不复习你不认真预备的话那么肯定那个结果是不好的
We have to be prepared to work hard
我们要预备好自己来背起十字架跟随神
Then we will be able to fulfillThe purpose for which Christ put us, the purpose for which God put us on this earth.
所以我们这样，我们每个人都可能成就神让我们每个人活在这个世上的一个目的。
And then finally,
然后最后
1 John 2, 3 to 6.
然后约翰福音一章第二节，第二章，二章的三到六节说我们若遵行上帝的命令就知道自己认识他若有人说我认识他却不遵行他的命令这人是说谎的他心中没有真理遵行主话语的人是真正全心爱上帝的人我们借此知道自己是在主里面所以自称住在主里面的就该在生活中也效法基督
He who says he abides in him ought alsoTo walk just as he walked.
他说那些如果说认识神的话他们的行为也会有同样的彰显。
And I'll end with that.
然后我以此来结束。
Shall we pray?
让我们来祷告。
Let us stand.
让我们站立起来。
just say this after me.
让我们一起讲这句话。
Dear Lord, whatever it is I desire,
亲爱的主耶稣，不管我心所愿什么。
Say this after me.
让我们一起来。
Just repeat after, you know, after she's translated.
好，不管讲英文和中文，你们都一起来重复这句话。
Dear Lord, whatever it is I desire,
亲爱的主，不管我心里所愿的什么。
May I desire you more.
让我都更多的来渴慕你。
Whatever it is I seek.
主啊，不论我寻求什么。
May I seek you more.
主，让我更多的来寻求你。
Whatever I love.
主啊，我心所慕所爱的。
May I love you more.
让我都更多的来爱你。
May you be more to me.
让你在我心中有更多。
Than anything in the world.
让你比任世界上任何东西在我心中的分量都更多。
Father, we want to thank you for everything that you mean to us.
主啊，我谢谢你所做的一切。
We believe that, Lord God, as you have spoken to us today.
主，我们相信你今天借着这样的话对我们说。
You are going to guard our minds and our thoughts.
你要来保守我们的心怀意念。
That Father will be able to live for you.
主，让我们为你而活。
Wherever you take us.
不管你带我们去到哪里。
And that Lord God, as we walk with you, just like Enoch did.
主，这样就如同我们跟像以诺一样与你同行。
Our walk will be approved by you.
愿我们与你同行的日子都被神所悦纳。
And that all will see that these are a people called and chosen and enabled by God Himself.
所以愿我们活在世上，被世人所认定说我们是被神所带领、所指引、所认定的人。
Help us not to want to take the shortcut.
主要帮助我们在生活当中不要追求所谓的捷径。
But we'll work alongside you, taking up our cross daily and following you.
主要愿我们每天都背起自己的十字架来跟从你。
So that we'll walk like Jesus walked.
所以我们 如同耶稣一样，像耶稣一样行走。
And live the life that He has purpose for us.
我们来活出耶稣基督为我们所换来的这个美好的生命。
To your name be glory and honor.
愿你的名被荣耀尊崇。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated.
好，大家请坐。好，我们现在领圣餐。
It's now time for us to have communion.
好，现在我们一起来领圣餐。
What I tell people is this.
我常常告诉人。
There's no magical power in the communion.
这个圣餐本身，这些饼和这个酒本身没有那种很神话的那种力量。
But the Bible tells us this.
但是圣经告诉我们。
That Jesus.Gave himself for us.
耶稣为你我舍命。
His body was broken.
他的身体为我们破碎。
That we might have life.
所以我们今天能得着生命。
He shed his blood.
他为我们流血。
That we might be forgiven.
让我们的罪得赦免。
Because the Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sin.
圣经告诉我们，没有流血就没有罪得赦免。
And so as we take the bread,
所以今天我们来吃这个饼的时候，
we have to remember the sacrifice of Jesus.
我们要记得耶稣为我们所做的牺牲。
And thank him.
我们谢谢他。
For what he did for us.
谢谢主为我们所做的一切。
That we might be able to have newness of life.
让我们今天在他里面有一个全新的生命。
And be able to have a relationship with God that I was talking about earlier.
让我们可以与父神和好，有一个全新的关系。
That we'll be able to walk with God in a way that brings glory to Him and life to us.
所以甚至让我们可以活出可以与神同行，活出一个容神一人的生命。
So let's lift up our bread.
好，让我们举起我们的饼。
And say thank you, Jesus.
我们说谢谢你，主耶稣。
For dying for me.
谢谢你为我舍命。
Thank you, Jesus, for giving your life for me.
谢谢主，你为我舍命。
And as was read at the beginning, he was bruised for our iniquities.
像我们刚出敬拜之前，我们读的那个经文，以赛亚书说，他为我们受刑罚。
And by his stripes,
因着他的鞭伤
we are healed.
我们得医治。
Say thank you, Jesus.
谢谢主，你的身体。
And take the bread.
让我们来领受这个饼。
Let's lift up the cup.
让我们举起这个杯。
Thank you for the blood of Jesus.
我们谢谢耶稣的宝血。
And through his blood,
借着他的血
I am set free.
我们得自由。
Amen.
Amen. 感谢主。
Father, we want to thank you for the sacrifice of the cross.
父母为耶稣基督在十字架的舍命，我们献上感恩。
We thank you for the newness that comes to us because of the cross of Jesus.
谢谢耶稣基督在十字架的工作，让我们能领受一个全新的生命。
We pray that Lord, you help us to carry our own cross.
主，我们祷告，求你帮助我们能继续背起我们自己的十字架。
And follow you daily.
每天来跟随你。
And live like you lived.
如同耶稣按照你的样式来过活。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 让我们站起来，我们敬拜神。
好。
耶和华是啊，让万界尽朝夕水变，神令我心察心中的忧啊，共同度每一天。耶和华是爱，在困境中他保守引领，神为我摆设设立恩典，再为难也不改变。 Father, we thank you for your love. In good times and in hard times, you are always near to us. Father, we thank you for your ever presence in our lives that help us to walk with you in assurance of your grace and mercy with us in our times of need. Yehovah, 让万邪惊涛兮水边，神令我清察心中的幽暗，共同对一天。耶和华是在困境中他保守引领，神为我摆设神的恩典，再为难也不改。在世间主我的功，他的爱常在我身边，神为我是保守边。 世间，在世间只有你，他的爱常在我身边，身为我心为保守念你共同是在世间，在世间这地，他的爱常在我身边，身为我是安慰，保守面的共去生。花是爱，让万些惊涛水边，无限满足快乐涌至心田，再为难也不We're about to close this service. Don't let this opportunity go by bringing your cares and burdens to the Lord.
让我们把我们的来到神面前来交托我们一切的重担。
His presence with us here.
神的同在在这里。
So ask of Him.
让我们来求问神。
Ask and you shall receive.
当我们求，我们就必得着。
Knock, the door will be open for you.
当我们来叩门的时候，门也会向我们敞开。
And the Lord Jesus today say to us, according to your faith, ask.
主耶稣今天对我们说，按着我们信心的大小，我们来求问他。
Do you trust me?
你信靠我吗？
Come to Him, those who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
主说那烦劳苦担重担的到我这里来，我必让你得安息。
So just take these few moments, cast your burdens to Jesus.
让我们花一点时间将我们一切的重担劳苦交托给他。
For he cares for you.
因为我们的神顾念我们。
Some of you who are praying for your family's salvation.
我们当中有人为你家人的得救在祷告。
Knowing that Jesus is praying at the right hand of the Father on the same thing for you.
知道我们的主在父神宝座的右边，也为同样的事情在为你代求。
These are the kinds of prayers He would love to help you. These are the kind of prayers He would love to help you.
这样的祷告是神所愿意听到的。
So Father, we bring our family to you once again.
所以主啊，我们把我们的家人继续带到你面前。
Father, as we name them now,
主让我们按名字把它告诉你的时候，
send your angels to touch their hearts.
主派你的天使亲自来触摸他们的心，
intervene in their lives.
求你亲自的介入到他们的生命当中，
work your miracles.
做那美好的神迹在他们生命当中。
Let their scales fall off from their eyes.
让他们蒙蔽双眼的那个鳞甲脱落下来。
Let them see you who you really are.
让他们真正的见到你是那位神。
The Savior of the world.
你是那世人的拯救。
Father, touch their hearts right now.
父就你现在来触摸他们的心。
Yes, Lord. Father, we pray for our family's salvation.
父为我们的家人的得救祷告。
Not only those who are close to us, but those who are our cousins and aunties and uncles.
不光只是我们亲近的家人，包括我们那些远房叔叔阿姨、堂表哥堂弟，那些全部所有的家人们。
Father, in the coming days, as you allow us to see them in our dreams,
主啊，在未来的日子，如果你允许让我们在异梦当中见到他们的时候
，Anoint us to pray for them.
主啊，求你给我们有恩膏来为他们代求。
We may not know where they are.
我们可能都不知道他们现在在世界的哪个角落。
But we'll pray anyway.
但我们也为他们代求主。
Because you know where they are.
因为你知道他们所在之地。
Touch them, we pray.
主，我们祷告来触摸他们。
In Jesus' mighty name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. This is the end of our service. So if you need prayers, you want Pastor Alfred to pray for you, come forward.And we have our ministry team. Please come forward as we pray for our brothers and sisters. Thank you.